Well, if you've traveled on quiet county roads in rural America, you've probably seen old, weathered, and abandoned homes. But the people of Smith Center, Kansas, have made a point of saving one such home on the range. That's because it is the home on the range. CJ Genevieve from member station KCUR has our story.
Smith Center is pretty much the geographic center of America. It's an hour from the nearest interstate, and maybe a couple thousand people live here. L. Dean Holtis knows what outsiders might think of a place like this.
Whoa, we thought this was just a little hole in the ground. No, we're big time. We're big time here in Smith County and Smith Center.
He's got an international historic site.
A home on the range cabin.
As in...
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer...
L. Dean Holtis will tell you he's 84 years old, that he's lived here in Smith Center all his life. He wears a dark cowboy hat and a leather vest. Holtis is chief visionary, cheerleader, and tour guide for the Home on the Range cabin.
Well, we've got tour buses to make it.
About 20 miles down the official Home on the Range highway are a dozen rugged acres of land that belonged to Holtis's aunt and uncle. Way back in the 1870s, a troubled doctor named Brewster Higley holed up in what was basically a shack for some peace and quiet.
I think we can all get in.
Brewster Higley wrote a poem which a local guy named Dan Kelly set to music. By the 1930s, it was the number one song in America. But a couple in Arizona claimed they'd written the song and sued music publishers and broadcasters for copyright infringement. So music publishers sent an investigator out west to trace the song's origins back through the cattle drives to Brewster Higley's homestead near Smith Center.
Then in 1947, the Kansas legislature made it the state song of Kansas. That created a new interest.
A few years ago, people in Smith Center restored the structure and cleared walking paths around the property. They have more big ideas for the place because they know a home on the range was a big deal. Filmmaker Ken Spurgeon discovered that when he started interviewing musicians about the song.
Hearing them tell me that they would play the song in Argentina and people knew it when they didn't know any other American song, or China. I had a person from Russia come up and tell me they heard it in a Russian bar.
And the skies are not cloudy all day.
Neil Young and countless other musicians have covered the song. People in Smith Center know they're lucky to have a legitimate tourist attraction, but it still needs some work. They're raising money and support by hosting more events, like a celebration where it seemed half the town showed up for a barbecue dinner.
It really takes a community to come together and say, this is something special we have. You should come see it.
Kim Coleman was born and raised in Smith Center, married her junior high sweetheart, and is raising her kids here. She's been out to the Home on the Range cabin ever since she was little, on school field trips and for other events.
Set out in a pasture under the cloudless sky and listen. You hear birds chirping. You hear the wind moving. You hear the rustle of animals. During the evening hours, when the stars are out, when there's so many stars you can't count them, it's amazement.
It's also something else.
The city's wonderful. I've been there. It's great. But this is home.
That idea is what made Brewster Higley's poem a worldwide hit. Because songs about home are universal. For Here and Now, I'm CJ Janovy reporting from Smith Center, Kansas.